Welcome in, little early afternoon, late morning, emergency style podcast, because Missouri's quarterback issues have apparently been solved. If you missed it, Bo Prabula off to the transfer portal after just 1 year and $1.5 million earned. Now it's the Matt Zollers show. Interesting. I thought this was one of the biggest questions in the entire Southeastern Conference going into the offseason. What will Missouri do at quarterback? What will they do in the bowl game? So we have that answer. It's obvious now. Bo's out into the portal. Where will he go? Remains to be seen. But Eli Drinkwitz has already announced, hey, we're going ahead with Zollers for the bowl game. And we'll see what he looks like. Is Matt Zollers a quarterback in 2026? I don't know. I don't know. That's a million-dollar question. We don't even know who the offensive coordinator is going to be at Missouri. So we got to fit. You know, we could get a situation where we bring in an offensive coordinator and a quarterback that are like a tandem, like Oklahoma got with Ben Arbuckle and John Mateer. That would probably be a smart way to go, unless Eli Drinkwitz, maybe he's got a ton of faith in Matt Zollers, and he can identify an offensive coordinator that will work with him, but that's going to be interesting. Very interesting. Migrating coconuts, not a fan, I guess. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Chase, appreciate you, buddy. Caleb, zesty for Zollers. There we go. You guys are clever. It doesn't take you long to come up with these. Remember, we were... Bo, you guys had little Bo Peep was what the hater said, but it's Zoller's time. Yes, it is. It's Zoller time in the bowl game against who the hell does they even play? I don't know. But Bo Prabula, of course, not a great season. He started hot, cooled considerably when we got into conference play. Missouri will be playing. Shit, I got the graphic. Let me just throw that up. Missouri's going to be playing Virginia. How about that? ACC champion. Not champion, but championship game, Virginia, in a damn Gator Bowl. So I wonder if it might be a good time to bet Virginia now that we're transitioning quarterbacks, unless you are zesty for Zollers and you got a lot of faith in him. I don't know how you could with all these receivers in the portal. But Missouri's passing game, I heard this recently. I thought this was interesting on her former offensive coordinator, Kirby Moore. Statistically, the passing game got worse in all 3 years he was there. The passing statistics are in the 100s this year. So, I mean, that's just awful. Bo Prabula was 14th in the SEC in passing yards. Not great. Obviously. So this is going to be interesting to see. Yeah, I mean, this makes sense. I think we go after an OC quarterback combo. Appreciate you, Chase. Question, do you think we, after the OC hire, they'll bring in quarterback one or roll with Zollers? I've not seen enough from Zollers to say that he's your answer. So maybe that changes in the bowl game. I don't know how much stock you put in. I don't know anything about Virginia and what opt-outs they may have or players in the portal or players in the draft. I doubt they got many draftable players. But, you know, if he lights up Virginia, does that change anything? Maybe, but maybe not given the personnel that they'll be facing. So, I don't know. I think that's a million-dollar question now. It's switched from who's our quarterback going to be, Bo to Zollers, to now all we got is Zollers. Is he good enough to lead us? They believed it a year ago when they signed him, and he was a highly touted recruit. Now that they've had him in the building for a year, has that changed? That's going to be pretty interesting to see. Now here, I don't think this is just not the way it works, Scott. He says, I think Mizzou should add a quarterback in the portal and let Zollers develop. I think if you add a quarterback via the portal, I think Zollers is going to the portal too. I mean, that's the way this all works. I mean, players are not going to sit on their hands for 2 or 3 years. Not elite prospects it's play Zollers or he's leaving. I think, and that, I mean, that the same deal with Bo. You know, that's why he's leaving. It's play me or I'm gone. And I don't know what those internal conversations were, but you can't play both, obviously. So maybe Bo saw the writing on the wall. I don't know. Chase Daniel? I don't think so. My Granny Coconuts. Rumor in is Como is Dylan Raiola. I haven't seen much of him, but what I've seen, I don't know why the hell you'd want him. He's going to command an incredibly high price, and he's the biggest question mark probably is Zollers, except he's got some experience, I guess. Zollers, Hardy, and number seven, Don. We're just calling him Donovan on this show. Get ready for the most dominant three-piece in the SEC. That's that off-season optimism I was looking for. Yep. That's the trio. They're like the Dallas Cowboys, the triplets here. We got that in Missouri now, apparently. Mizzou started the wrong quarterback against Oklahoma. Maybe. Eli don't care. He's about to leave. Mizzou, you later. Chase, Mike, did you see Drink's comments about the OC? Anybody that missed it, he said, hey, this is not a league for learning on the job. You got to come in here. You got to be ready. You know, he kind of insinuated you want someone with SEC experience or at least big-time experience, maybe NFL experience. So that was kind of that was his comments, which maybe that leads me to believe maybe it is Chip Kelly. Maybe it is Bobby Petrino. I don't know. Sam Horn? Not going to be Sam Horn. Not going to be Sam Horn. Appreciate you, Joe. $5. Pribula, come on down to Atlanta. Play for Georgia Tech. Either that or North Texas. Yeah, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. Both of those. Robert, appreciate you. Yeah, anybody that missed it, Marquise Johnson, also the receiver, entered the portal. So basically, all the receivers, except for Donovan, have entered the portal at Missouri because they can't pass the football. And again, they don't know who the coordinator is going to be. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be. That's the same deal. It's like you want to commit to an offense. You don't know what it's going to be other than elite at running the football. Snoops, whoa. Propula transferring, not on the bingo card. So, hey, I'm posting an interview here probably in the next couple of hours. I felt like a dumbass, which is not that unusual for me. But I was interviewing a guy. And I asked him about the Missouri quarterback situation and Bo Prabula, Matt Zollers, what a big talking point this is. And he said, well, Bo Prabula just entered the transfer portal as we were speaking. So that caught me off guard too. I did not see that coming. I thought we would at least have him for the bowl game, but most of these players don't care about the bowl games now. So they don't even wait for that. Tyler, appreciate you. Those of us who follow closely are very happy about the transfer and the offensive coordinator leaving. I get it. But here's where Kyler will not tell you. I mean, the grass is always greener to Kyler, right? And to many people like that. Get his ass out of here. We didn't want him. But now, what is the unknown? Here's a perfect example. It's not apples to apples, right? But Arkansas fans, get Brett Bielema's fat ass out of here. That guy sucks. Chad Morris, yeah, we got Chad. Oh, Clemson offensive coordinator. He's going to revitalize the program. He's the worst fucking coach in SEC history. How'd that work? And there are countless examples. So you could run people off, happy they're gone. It doesn't matter if you downgrade in the next and I'm sure whoever the next offensive coordinator is, whoever the next quarterback, if it's Zollers or somebody else, you're going to fall in love with his ass. You were falling in love with Bo Prabula last offseason without literally ever watching him play. You'll fall in love with the next offensive coordinator as soon as he speaks to the media and says, hey, we're going to throw the ball. We're going to light up the scoreboard. We came here to win a championship. You're going to be like, fuck yeah. And then three games in, you're going to be like, this guy fucking sucks. I've seen it a billion times. So that's great. Kirby Moore just got him a head coaching job. He's not a complete dumbass here. So I don't know. I'm not saying he should have been brought back, but it's very easy to say, see your ass. We're going to upgrade. You got to actually do it. You got to actually do it. What's the schedule in 26? Here's the Missouri schedule in 26. Da-da-da-da. You know, it's not as manageable as last season. You got peanut butter. You're at Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss. Then you get your bye week at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. So, hey, some very difficult games there, particularly that final month minus Kentucky. I mean, all those are going to be, you're probably going to be an underdog in all of them. But who knows? Maybe not. Things can change from here and there. But, yeah, this is a big season. Now, it does set up well though, with those first four for a new quarterback, whether it's Zollers or not, a new offensive coordinator to kind of get the offense established. So I do like that aspect of the schedule. I'll tell you that. It's going to be an insane quarterback portal year. Yeah, and again, remember, Bo Prabula, he allegedly got $1.5 million. And he was the backup at Penn State. And now they're saying this Cincinnati quarterback, I don't even know the guy's name. I wasn't aware Cincinnati quarterback lit the world on fire this year, but apparently he did. Where Texas Tech and Tennessee are contemplating giving him $4.5 to $5 million. I think his name's Sorensby. What has this damn Sorensby done? Let's look up his incredible statistics here. I don't even know what league Cincinnati's in. Big 12, maybe? Big 12. No, maybe they're not in that one. what league are... Yeah, they're no, okay, they are Big 12. I thought so. All right, so Big 12, Sorensby. I mean, this guy, oh my God. Okay, so he was fourth in the Big 12 in passing with 2,800 yards. He did have 27 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, so that is solid. But is that guy worth $5 million? If he is, I mean, my God, what Raiola's going to get $8 million just because of his name. You know what I mean? So this is going to be a wild portal here. Now, for all I know, this guy's the next Mendoza. You know, he's going to Heisman next year. I doubt it. Replacing Kirby, the real answer. Yeah, who will they get to replace him? That's a million-dollar question right now. appreciate you. Let's see. Token. Say it, Token. I heard Bo's family were taking jits and looking at houses in Florida and Louisiana, and he's taking the dog. Well, that'd make one of them that would take a dog. Appreciate you, Token. That Tennessee Homer, Shane. I don't get to catch a live often, so I'm just here to say best damn podcast there is. And go Big Orange. Appreciate you, that Tennessee Homer. Appreciate you, Joel. Where do I think Lagway lands? That's another interesting one, right? I don't know what his asking price is, but I would imagine it's going to be up there. Very, very up there. And again, what is he worth? At times he has flashed. He can't stay healthy. You know, him getting injured in the offseason or inability to stay healthy. I think you can make the case cost Billy Napier his job. So I don't want to put that all on him, but let's say you're Missouri, just because we're sticking with that. You know, is he worth $3 million? I mean, I wouldn't think so, but that's probably what he's going to command, something like that. So where will DJ Lagway land? Maybe, you know, he's from Texas, maybe somewhere in Texas to get closer to home. There's a lot of smoke with him to LSU. I think maybe that. Scott Fitz said, rumor is Penn State offered him $3 million to come back. I assume you're talking about Bo Prabula. For $3 million? I mean, if that's true, that's insane. That's that's a lot of money for a one-dimensional player, but that's hard for me to believe. That's hard for me, but hell, maybe it's true. Forrest, appreciate you. 23 was Drake's offense with Kirby calling the plays. Once the offense moved fully to Kirby, it went downhill. I don't think that makes any sense. So the head coach is just going to... No. I mean, the running scheme is the same. The running scheme has been the same since the day Drake stepped foot on campus. I think this is fan logic right here to be like, well, we got rid of the problem. And our head coach, who we have this set up to make the college football playoff 2 years in a row, we didn't make it one time. He's just going to let the offense crash and burn and not have any input, even though he's got an offensive background. He's been an offensive coordinator. He's called plays the first several years of his tenure. I mean, if that's true, then Eli Drinkwitz is the biggest dumbass in the SEC. So I don't think that's true, but I mean that's just crazy. it was all the coordinator. All our problems are solved. We should give Drake another contract extension if that's true, just for getting rid of Kirby Moore, getting rid of the cancer that was holding us back. Let's give him his third contract extension in 4 months, because he just solved all our problems. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's like. I'm not even going to say it. Thoughts on Aaron Filo, Georgia Tech, Florida, $3 million. I mean, that's crazy, too. I don't know where you guys are getting these numbers, but for all I know, again, if Bo Prabula is worth $1.5 million, that's probably what these guys are going to be making. And if Cincinnati quarterback's worth $5 million, I guess this guy's worth $3 million. He was, from my understanding, a record-setting quarterback out of Georgia in high school, and now... the target for Florida to reconnect with Buster Faulkner. So it makes sense, but for $3 million, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, what the hell has he shown to be worth $3 million? I guess that's the market, but I wouldn't pay that. How many of these, again, and we did it when we were talking about the high school quarterbacks and what they're worth. I mean, At what point are these quarterbacks worth the investment? How many of these quarterbacks that were paying big-time money, let's just go down the list. Taylen Green, you know, I thought he was awesome. We could sit here and make excuses. He didn't have a defense. He was getting banged up. But was he worth all the money? I would say no. Lenore Sellers, was he worth? And again, you kind of got to keep him because you got to give – there's got to be some hope for next year. But was he worth it? Hell no, he wasn't worth it. Jackson Arnold, obviously not worth it. DJ Lagway, he wasn't worth it. Whatever Mississippi State was paying Blake Shapen, I would say not worth it. Kentucky, they paid over $1 million for Zach Calzada. Of course, that was an absolute joke, not worth it. LSU, what did they pay Garrett Nussmeier? Millions of dollars. Was he worth it? Now, he got hurt, but was he worth it? No. Tennessee, Joey Aguilar, whatever they paid him, I'd say he was worth it. That's one. Missouri, Bo Prabula, was he worth it? No. Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia, whatever they paid him, was he worth it? Yeah, I would say yes. Oklahoma, John Mateer, is questionable, but I'll just say yes because that's a hell of a team. They made the playoff, and without him, I don't think they're there. So he was worth it. Texas, was whatever they paid Arch, was he worth it? I'll just say yes, but that's questionable. A&M, Marcel Reed, whatever they were paying him, worth it. Ole Miss, whatever they were paid Trinidad, yes, but Austin Simmons made a hell of a lot more. Was he worth it? No. Gunner, yes. Ty Simpson, questionable, but I'll say yes. So about, I don't know, I wasn't counting there, but maybe 5-6 quarterbacks out of the 16 were worth what we're paying them. I mean, that's where we're at. And I would imagine that's where we'll be with these transfer portal quarterbacks. If we're paying unknowns $3 million, I'd say, you know, 5 out of 16 are gonna be worth their money. If that. So I guess that's just the market we're in, but I wouldn't pay it. I would rather have a good team, have a good surrounding cast around a quarterback that maybe is not getting paid $3 million. And that maybe that's easier said than done, but I don't know. I don't know. I just wouldn't pay all this money for an unknown. Now, for a known quantity, that's a different story. Different. Yeah, like Cousins EOU. Spend the $3 million on offensive line. That's what I'm talking about. I think that'll give you a better opportunity. But we have seriously went off the rails here. So Bo Prabula, he's leaving. Bo. What will you remember most about the Bo Prabula era? Probably him lighting up camp. Let's not forget, again, we trash these guys as they're walking out the door. Let us honor him for what he did against the Purple Bears. He looked like $1 million. He whooped Kansas ass. That was like the game on your schedule that all y'all talked about all offseason. He pants them on national television. They beat South Carolina. You guys hate Carolina. Just remember those days. Hey, you don't win. You don't win at Auburn without Bo Prabula. Remember that. You know? Remember the good times. Is that worth $1.5 million? I'll tell you who that was worth $1.5 million to was Eli Drinkwitz, who just got another contract extension. If you don't have Bo Prabula, you're not beating those teams I just mentioned, Kansas, South Carolina, and Auburn. And it paid off massively. So I guess I just completely contradicted myself. But if you're a coach, maybe it is worth it. If you could squeeze your employer for multiple contract extensions, yeah, give these quarterbacks whatever the hell they want. But when it comes to building a competent football team, I don't know. I don't think that's worth it. So that's where I'm at. I think I just confused myself, but that's the story, and I'm sticking to it. Bo Prabula in the transfer portal. We'll see where he goes. Apparently, he's going to be a multi-millionaire, according to message board rumors here. And then our quarterback, Matt Zollers, against Virginia in the Gator Bowl. We'll be back later tonight to make our predictions. Hopefully no one else gets fired or enters the portal because we'll be hopping on. I'm trying to edit some videos. We got multiple interviews posting today and in the days to come. So stay locked in on the channel. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. Later, Gator Bowl.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.